Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're going to be talking about one of the most powerful forces on the internet today, and that is video. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. I felt it was so important, I actually started a whole blog about it 2 years ago, which now has over 100 articles on it. And yet, a lot of people still haven't gotten on board, and that's part of the reason for this call. I realize that video on the internet is a bit daunting. It's not like writing an email and pressing send. I mean, there are more steps. There's a steeper learning curve. You can easily go wrong and spend lots of money if you don't have proper guidance. And yet, it's an important part of the marketing mix these days. In fact, I'm going to propose to you that we are heading to a point where it's going to be essential. And let me just give you a quick example of what I mean. Now, I like to read. I have, at any one time in my house, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 books. And they're moving. You know, I try not to let them warehouse. So, like, I'll read them, and then I'll pass them on to the library or send them to friends or give them away or whatever. So I like to read. I have no problem with reading. I like the printed word. I love it. However, I have found myself now, when I'm searching for information, if there's a choice between reading a long, ponderous article and pushing the play button and having somebody explain it to me with visual aids, I'll push that play button every time. That's how we're made. So as a marketer, you have a choice. You can either say, well, I'm going to ignore this, or, hey, I'm going to bite the bullet and get an education on this and get up to speed. And that's what this call is about today. We've got one of the great experts on the practical side of using internet video to sell, and there aren't many of those people around yet. I imagine the years to come we'll have hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of them, but right now you can count the number of people that get this on the fingers of one hand. We're very fortunate today to have, I would call you a master. I don't want to embarrass you, but right now you're a master. I'm talking with Jay Douglas. Welcome, Jay.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's great to have you. And let's talk a little about why one of the reasons I'm talking with Jay today, there's many, but maybe the one that stands out the most. Jay, you've been sort of the secret mastermind behind a lot of internet video that people have seen over the last several months. Can you talk about some of the clients you've had, some of the work you've done?
Oh, wow. It's several dozen people. I mean, Mike Filsaime, Russell Brunson, Michelle Timothy, it's a complete gamut of people, a big internet marketers that actually, like you said, got it early on and said, look, I need to have video on my website. Can you do that? And I just was fortunate that I've been, you know, studying for 5, 6, 7 years, basically trying to master video, because I'm kind of like you. I saw it coming, but I didn't know when it would be here. And actually, I think about 6 months ago, it really started blooming that people need to try and start making their own videos.
So you were learning not only the video side, but also the internet side.
Yes, I was. I'm a real curious type person, and I said, you know, I really would like to sell on the internet. I like the convenience because I'm a traveler. I was an Army brat growing up, and I like the portability of selling things on the internet. I don't mind selling, but I didn't want to have inventory. I didn't want to go through all that. And when I was going through college and in law school, I put myself through by with photography.
Okay.
And at that point, it was still photography, and I didn't migrate to actually to video until, oh, like I said, about 6, 7 years ago.
Oh, great. So you had a background in, for lack of a better word, framing images.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Which is a really important skill, which you don't appreciate until you watch some amateur video. And then you're like, what were they thinking? You know?
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. And you know, it's funny, there's another guy I know I've done some video work with. You may know him, Joe Chappas.
Yeah,
and he's also a guy that spent a lot of time overseas.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something about, you know, being around, you know, seeing the world that clues you in to how important this new trend is. I don't know. So you put yourself through law school as a photographer.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And what I would do is I would go up and down. I was in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I would go up and down the beaches with my camera. And I'd go in the hotels, and I'd look at their cards, and they're like little postcards, and I'd say, you know what, I'm going to take some pictures for you, and I'm not going to charge you anything. I'll come back, I'll show you the pictures. If you like one of the pictures, you will guarantee me that you'll go on and place an order.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked really well. I mean, I did it for free, and so what happened earlier on with my video on the internet, I did the same thing with the people I did the videos for. For example, Mike Philsaime, when I started out with him, I give him a call and I said, Mike, you know, that time I was living over in Hungary, I said, you know, I'll go ahead and make a video for your product if you give me the product.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fair exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things where, like, you have to perform, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I started out, do you remember Lotus Screen Cam way back?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was the first... That was the first video program that I used where you actually had to hit the button and you had to make sure everything was right because there was no editing.
Mm-hmm.
All it was like you hit the button, you started recording, and hope that you didn't say too many times and sound too stupid and got everything together.
It's funny because, you know, when television was invented,
mm-hmm.
there was no such thing as editing television.
Yeah.
Everything
it was live.
Uh-huh. And it's funny how these things come full circle.
Yeah.
So that was Mike Philsaime your first client?
I'm not sure if he was the first, but it was pretty close.
Wow.
I've done stuff with Russell Brunson, and you know, I would call him from overseas, and we would try the audio. I remember the first time I did it. A call with Russell Brunson. I called him and we talked for about an hour and a half. We had a great, great conversation. I had this little El Cheapo thing from I had sent back to the States from Radio Shack. Well, anyway, we talked for an hour and a half and we shut everything off. And said, oh, this is going to be a really good interview. Well, it didn't work.
Mm.
We were so disappointed and everything, but. Yeah, I've done a lot of work for all those guys, and it's been a lesson in marketing as well as in video production.
Have you been privy to any of the results of some of the videos that you've worked on?
Oh yes, they really do convert well because, as you said earlier, I mean people like to watch stuff. For example, myself and my partner who lives over John Ward, who lives over in Scotland. Are very audio and visual type of people. I mean, we're kind of like, hey, just show me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what got me on board. Now, I'm kind of a private person. John, on the other hand, loves to get out in front of the camera, so that was why I kind of navigated toward the screen capture. You know, sometimes people call me the screen capture master, you know.
Okay.
And John is the guy in front of the camera. He loves being in front of the camera.
Okay.
And he's very good at it. He's good looking. He's got a great personality. He's really funny. Both of us are crazy, by the
okay.
way. But so we put these things together, and people like watching them. Instead of reading a boring sales letter, people, I think, nowadays are too busy. They do not have time to sit down there and read a... For example, our sales page is 54 pages long if you would put it out on a PDF document.
Wow.
People don't have time for that. And the reason it's so long is because it's got a lot of graphics and it tells you what you're getting with the membership. But the fact of the matter is people are too busy, and they're used to watching television. So that's kind of it's kind of like TV on the Internet, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some questions that come up over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
One... is how, I mean, this is a really basic one. How long should a video be? Is there a magic length, or is that a myth?
It kind of depends, but I'll tell you what. I think the most powerful infomercials that I've done have been shorter. The shorter kind we're talking about 2.5 to 3 minutes. And I always, I think 3 minutes is on the longest side. I tell my clients, look, people don't have time. Again, that's why you're making the video. So you don't want to make a 5, 6, 7, 8 minute video. I mean, there are some exceptions with everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, if you can get it to like a minute, you know, a minute or 90 seconds, that's perfect. But it does, I will say this, it takes a skill, a certain skill to, once you've sat down and done all the video, all the editing, and then you look at it and, oh my goodness, it's 3 minutes. What do you cut out?
Right.
That is one of the biggest, the hardest decisions to make, because it's your baby by then. You know, you don't want to cut this out. You don't want to cut that out. It takes a lot of discipline to do that. But I would say the answer to your question is probably in the 2 to 3 minute range. People can handle that. If it's packed full of information and you're telling the benefits, why you need to get this. It's kind of like me and you talking right now. You just go in and tell people what you have to tell them, because that's all they really want to. Hey, what is it that you're selling me? What is it that
right.
you have? If
right.
I want it, I'll get it. If not, fine.
You know? Of course, we're talking about promotional videos when we're talking about
exactly.
the time length. So if you're actually selling content, then the video could be almost any length that you want to stream.
That's true. I have made, I'm glad you pointed that, because there's a promotional type video that I've done, and then there is the tutorial video. A lot of the videos that are appropriate for a 5 to 6 or 7 minute video are it's a tutorial video. For example, a piece of software. Hey, this is a great piece of software. Look what it can do. Look at all the features. Here's how it operates. Here's how easy it is to use. And that type of video, people are more understanding. They're going to stop and take notice, because they do want to see how the software, especially if you charge them $200, $300, $400, they want to see how that puppy works.
Gotcha.
So that's a good 5 minute video, and that's no problem.
So let's say if you're selling the particulars of a product, in other words, revealing a lot about it because you're trying to make the sale, then maybe going a little longer is okay. I've seen a lot of people do this. I've done it myself, and it seems to be very effective. I'm wondering what your experience with it is. You know, a 90-second video that's all about getting somebody to opt in.
Yes, I agree. The video, it's funny that you mentioned that, because John and I are on the same wavelength. I think this is what John Reese is talking about. And what he is saying is that, put a video on the 90-second video on the page. It's like a video squeeze page, for lack of a better term. Put a video up there, 90 seconds, get the juices flowing, and get them just to sign in.
Mm-hmm.
The same with the sales page. I can see a time right now when the sales page, a big, long sales, but even a 2 or 3 page sales page, which is really small by any standard today, that will be replaced by a video that basically has a headline. I'm sorry, a page that has a headline, a subhead, a video, and an opt-in form. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is? This, you know, give me an attention-grabbing headline. Tell me a little subhead about whatever, whatever. Here's a video that's, oh my goodness, I've got to see some more about this. And the only way you're going to do it is to sign up on the form.
Gotcha.
Or maybe half the video, and sign up on the form to see the other half.
Gotcha. So for promotional videos, one of the best things to do then is shoot people down to the opt-in, get them to opt-in.
Yeah, well, one of the key to a promotional video is just that it's a promo. It's to get them to take an action. I think it's a mistake basically to try and sell a product in the video. The purpose of the videos that I make is to get them to take some action. It's not buy my product because it's so great.
Unless it's a technical product that you're trying to show how it works.
You're
basically getting that. You're going for the opt-in, where you can engage in a longer sale. So editing is got to be the key, and fitting all this into 60 to 90 seconds. And you mentioned, it's your baby, and it's very hard to cut stuff. Now, there's a, I can't remember who said it. It might have been Mark Twain. It might have been Winston Churchill. It might have been David Ogilvy.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these guys said, he wrote a letter to a friend, and he said, I'm sorry this letter is so long. I didn't have time to write a short one. That's what we're kind of talking about here, isn't it? It's easy to ramble on and on and on, but it's not so easy to condense things so that they're punchy and impactful for 60 to 90 seconds.
Exactly. What I learned that in the Army as a staff officer, that you have to cut out all the crap, for a better word, and just tell me exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that for so often, because these senior officers weren't going to sit there and listen to me ramble on and on and on in the background. No, tell me what you're talking about. Tell me what you're going to say. Say it, and then tell me what you said, and that's it.
What great training.
Yeah, yeah.
What do they call that? What do they call that, a briefer?
Yes, exactly. That's what I did. I briefed a lot of staff officers over when I was in Europe, the headquarters Europe, in the operations center.
That's a really great intellectual training, great communications training.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I was talking to this is where I learned one of my biggest lessons about marketing. And I was talking to John about the other day. I said, you know what you're selling? I said, you know what we're really selling? We're not selling products. We're not selling services. What we're selling is hope. And I say that I mentioned the Army because what happened was during a briefing, I heard an old colonel chew down this guy. He asked the officer a question, and the guy says, well, I hope we can. And he said, hope is not a course of action. He said, how are you going to get that done? Tell me how you're going to get that done in the fewest words possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, always, always carried that with me. And I told John, I says, you know, that's what people are looking for. That's why they buy these products on the internet, because they hope that they're going to change, they get their lives changed. They hope they're going to make the money. They hope they're going to get the outcome. I did a video infomercial for a lotion. A guy called me and said, can you do a video infomercial for a lotion? I said, well, I've never done one for a physical product. He said, do you need me to send you a bottle? I said, no, I don't need the bottle. I said, you have a nice picture of it. And then I remembered that saying, and it was what are we selling? We're selling the hope that this item, this lotion, is going to remove the wrinkles or whatever it was. I can't even remember what it was, right now.
Well, speaking of a video, this is sort of a sidebar. I've got some video of the late, great Gary Halbert describing how he sold emu oil as a cosmetic.
That's right.
I will be in fact, you can find it right now on YouTube. I think if you search Gary Halbert emu oil, it'll probably come up. There probably aren't too many videos like that. But yeah, it's that's clearly what you're selling in that case. But really, everything in health, better health, the hope of better health, business, the hope of more wealth.
Yep.
Creams, the hope of greater beauty. Absolutely. I actually had a briefer like experience myself. I worked on Wall Street, and I was the intermediary between the guys that developed trading desks, you know, the actual physical desk with the screens and all this stuff. And in those days, you know, I don't know what any kid could get on his desk now for $1,000. It used to cost $250,000.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
So what I had to do was then introduce these systems to the traders. And if you think military officers are impatient with the hot air, these guys, I mean, they had zero tolerance for any fat. You know, how does this thing work? What the hell?
Right.
Exactly. You got to be kidding. You know, that kind of, we didn't hear that like every day. And so I had to get my story down. So, guys and gals who are listening, if you don't have these experiences, see if you can put yourself in an experience like that, because I had never thought about this before, but Jay's talking about being a briefer kind of reminds me of what a great, great training. So try to get yourself in a position where you have to explain things to impatient, intolerant people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that will speed you up. So, now, short of actually getting a job like that, what can we do in the way of advice to help people, maybe some principles they can use to fill that 60 to 90 seconds with as much impact as possible?
This is what I always tell people. Let's say, you know, just tell it to me like you're sitting across the bar from me, and tell it to me like, hey, you've got to go. Your bus is outside. You've got to go. But just, you know, tell me what you're going to tell me. Give it to me. Give me all the facts really quick. You know, don't give me this, I'm going to blow your left and right sock off. You know, people, I see so much of that on the internet, and I got to be honest with you, Ken, it really ticks me off when I see that, because what I think, and this is kind of harsh, but what I think, it establishes you right off as a liar, you know, because you cannot physically blow someone's socks off. I mean, you probably could. I don't know. I wouldn't want to try, you know.
It would be ugly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It never happened.
So that kind of nonsense is ridiculous. It blows your credibility right up front. Because whoever reads that you're telling them, they just met you. You're talking right off the front nonsense. Right then, even though you're probably unaware of it, these people are like saying, you know, this guy, I don't really know whether I should believe him. So the answer is, you know, talk to him like you and I are talking, because people, what they want is they want the interaction, they want the exchange of information. But like I said, because we're in such a fast-paced society, they want like right away, like, hey, your bus is outside, you got to get ready to catch it. So you tell this guy, hey, look, you know, go do this, because, you know, tell him what it is, go do this right now because you are going to miss out.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And that's the kind of information that the kind of, I guess it's copywriting and video copywriting that I talked about.
Well, and this is an important point. Speaking to the listeners now, all your copywriting training and education and practice is going to come in handy here, because it's about grabbing attention, it's about being interesting, it's about creating a picture, and now you have a chance to actually put a picture up on the screen. You don't have to even create it anymore. You're creating a mental picture that creates desire, and then it's about calling for action. So the very same AIDA formula, attention, interest, desire, action, it applies. It's just really compressed.
Well, I read this the other day, and I thought it was great. It's about telling a story, and at the end you put a call to action. Tell them what you want them to do.
Okay. Gotcha. So you've worked with a couple of dozen now top internet marketers, helping them market their own products.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those guys have a pretty good sense. I know I've been using video as soon as we could get it up. And even before video on the internet, I always sent out promos. If someone inquired and I thought they were a good prospect, I would send them the VHS tape just to show you how far back that goes.
Yeah.
I was so grateful.
I
was so grateful when the DVD came along, because again, the impact is super. Now you've done something really important. You've made yourself available to produce infomercials for business people, but you're now taking it another step, which is getting into the education realm, helping small business people and entrepreneurs and internet marketers understand this medium and get up that learning curve as quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively as possible. And you call it internetvideoforum.com. Can you tell me what that's all about and what people do there?
Well, what it is we're trying to establish a community of like-minded people. And what I like to teach, and what I want to do is, I get more and more requests to do video infomercials, and I kind of want to get away from that and teach other people how to do it. So what this is a place where people can learn the skills that I've developed and not make all the mistakes I have and not take as long as I have to make the infomercials. We give them all the tools that they need. We walk them literally step by step. We take six different programs, six different editing programs, and make a video infomercial right before their eyes, and they can see exactly how it's made. And we've tested this on some people that couldn't even turn the computer on, basically.
Okay.
And they were able to get it.
So what are the skills involved? I imagine there's first script writing or copywriting. Then there's the actual shooting and animation and graphics.
Yes, exactly. Well, you hit it on the head. The first thing is to get an idea of what you want to do.
Okay.
And then the second thing is a storyboard, everything out, kind of just place your ideas from A to B to C. This is kind of where I want to go with the flow of this thing. Then you want to do the script writing, which we've actually developed a piece of software that you just fill in the blanks, hit the print button, and it actually makes the script for you automatically.
Whoa.
So, and then you want to go ahead and edit it, whether you're going to use... when I first started making video infomercials, I was just using pictures, because at that time, the video compression rate was just really nuts. I mean, I'd have to tell you that a couple minutes worth of video is huge as far as megabytes.
By compression, we mean taking all that information that appears in a flickering, moving image and somehow condensing it down so it can travel over the internet efficiently.
Yes. Exactly. Traveling over the internet, and then also the other people on the other side, whether they could actually download it and see it, because the computers back then didn't have that capability. So I was kind of forced to use to go with the screen capture route, and that's why I'm pretty decent at doing that. I do now what they call the Ken Burns effect, and I actually went to the library and I gathered almost all of his things and watched how he did that.
Nice.
I mean, the guy is incredible. Yeah.
Nice. And for people that may not know what that is, if you ever watch one of those Ken Burns PBS specials on the Civil War or baseball or whatever, watch closely. There's no moving pictures in those things. Maybe the live interviews. They might have some live interviews. But otherwise, it's still pictures with a moving camera. what do they call camera? I forget the technical term for that, but it's amazing that you can put together an entire film with still pictures, and people don't even realize they haven't seen a film.
And it looks like a film.
Yeah.
It really does, yeah, yeah. So you put that together. Then the other thing is to synchronize the audio with the video. I'm sorry, I skipped a step. Putting the script, actually doing the voiceover, and then synchronizing the voice with the video. I've tried both ways, synchronizing the video with the voice, which is really hard to do. It's like, don't go that route.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronize your voice with the video.
So picture first, then sound.
Yeah, okay. And then to do the sound, and then you know get your music however you want to do that. Some people like to just do an intro and an exit, and then have nothing in the middle. I have always preferred to do soundtrack all the way through. It kind of gives, I think, the video more meat, but it just depends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the compression, and a lot of people do not talk about compression.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a tough subject, but we handle compression, we handle lighting. Then we move over to John the Nutcase Ward. We move over into his special area, and that is getting in front of the camera, talking in front of the camera. We talk about green screen, how to put yourself in any environment that you want to be in. And the thing about that I thought was really important about establishing a membership site is that, because, you know, John and I are very creative people and we have a lot of ideas, but the thing about that's really important is to, if you have two people that get together, there's a lot of ideas flowing. If you get three people, there's a lot more ideas. If you get 50 or 100 or 1,000 people, that's a lot of juice going around, you know, and that's why I think it's important to get a community going. And, you know, not, as far as I know, there's nothing ever been done like this. A bunch of folks that are specifically interested in creating video infomercials because they can see the need for them. And I'm on board with you on this 100%, is that if you don't have a video on your web page in about 6 months, people are just going to click off that. Almost going to believe that you are not believable.
Yep, I'm afraid that's true. And I'm not sure exactly what the time frames is going to be, but, boy, it's coming.
It is coming. And it's so easy to do because I tout on the website, hey, it's quick and it's easy. And it is. If you look at the videos, I mean, it sounds complicated, but if you look at the videos, it is step by step by step, and anyone can do it. If you can press a mouse button and watch a video, we can show you how to do the stuff. Now, the hardest part isn't, it's just like a carpenter with a hammer and saw.
Mm-hmm.
We can show you how to use the hammer and saw. The real difficult part about it is, what do you want to do?
Right.
Take a Crayola crayon and paint, paint a brush. You've got the instrument. Now, you know, you could go and do Michelangelo kind of stuff. It just depends on what you create. And that's why we think the community concept that we're establishing is so important, because you can feed off of other people and say, wow, I've never done that. I've never thought about that. Let me go try that. And that gives you motivation to keep going and try some of your own stuff.
Great. And that's what Internet Video Forum is all about, then. It's a place where people that are knowledgeable about this stuff, doing it, are sharing ideas and meeting each other. And I can confirm the power of getting with like-minded people. We put on this annual system seminar, which has really evolved into a conference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, I sometimes stand back and just watch the sparks fly, you know, when people meet and share ideas.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just watching this video. We're going through our archives here, speaking of video. And by the way, as a sideline, people should get in the habit of video, if they're doing live events or they happen to be with a lot of customers at one time, people, even if they're not ready to do all this stuff that you're talking about, capture stuff on video. You will never regret it. I'm watching testimonials that we shot in 2002, and now, thanks to the technology, we're actually able to put some of this stuff on there. And we've got testimonials from people like Armin Morin, who hadn't even started the big seminar yet, standing there talking about how great the system seminar was and how we learned so much. And, you know, if I hadn't had that cameraman there, and it cost a little money in my case. I hired someone to do the shooting. But, wow, is that valuable. People tell us what people get then. So they get access to the forum where they can meet other folks and talk. What else?
They get access to the forum. They get the scriptwriter software. They get another piece of software. If they stay on 90 days, they get another piece of software that we're actually going to sell separately for $297. It is a software that, it's one thing to make the software, then what do you do with it? I'm sorry, the software, the video infomercial, then what do you do with it?
Right.
Well, we've went out and spent $7,000 of our own money to get the software developed that will post your video to 35 of the uploading sites, and you can also add more of your sites as they come online, or as the sites go offline, you can take and delete the sites. But it does this for you automatically, so all you have to do is just stick the video in there, give it a profile, do the title, the keywords, and everything, and hit the enter button, and it uploads your video to all these sites. And that's really the key. It's getting your video out there. And I mean, you know, when you've got something like YouTube that's got 200 million views per day, well, do that. Put your video up there on 35 of those sites like that,
mm-hmm.
and you can't help but get traffic, especially if you have a halfway decent video. And really what it is to get a twist on your video, a twist on your concept that no one else has. Don't be a Me Too person.
Right.
Get out there, use your creative mind, and throw a neat video up there. People are gonna click through your site, no question about it. You know.
Yeah, this is a whole another aspect that a lot of people, they're aware of making a video and putting it on their page and.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe dealing with the hosting, but they're not aware that there's all these sites, and there's new ones coming up every day that will host and stream your video for free and put your video in front of people that are searching for information on that topic. I mean, it really doesn't get much better.
Absolutely.
But the problem with it, though, is the just sitting there manually and, okay, now I got to upload to AOL. Now I got to upload to Yahoo. Now I got to upload to, MySpace. And it's tiresome. So you've got something that uploads to how many of these sites at once?
35 right now.
I had a friend. I got to tell you, I had a conversation with a friend earlier last week, and he found a way to do 5, and he was ecstatic.
You heard
that he discovered fire. So this is a very important point. I guess I don't know what term people are using to describe it. I call it syndication. In other words, you've got a content and you want other people to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the TV business, they call that syndication. And I guess you've got push button syndication.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
That's awesome.
That's what it amounts to. We hired this guy to do it. Never met him, and do everything on the internet. I've never met my partner actually, to be honest with you. But that's what's so good about the internet. But, hired this guy, and we said, we want this and this and this. And we said, well, you kind of sit there and hope. We'll go back to the hope thing,
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and hope. And this guy came across with a beautiful piece of software. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was much better than we had even planned.
Wow.
We really, really, I don't know if we got lucky, because I have never.
You got lucky. I'll tell you.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of people that have software made, and there's some horror stories.
Yeah, most we did a survey and we asked people that had attempted a software development product how many people thought it went well, and I think 20% said it went well.
Well, I'll raise my hand in that 20%. We got lucky, and this software is a real gem. Now let me tell you, there's some other things that we do in this member area too, and that is we give our members one piece of software for personal use every month, and then two pieces of resale right products. So they get two products to sell each and every month. And the reason we do that, we said, look, I'm going to teach you how to do the video production process and editing process, but then what?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go out and buy a product and this and that and the other. So we thought it's just a lot easier to go ahead and give you the product. You can have practical hands-on experience. So you get the video, you get a product, you get the other thing we give you is videos that show how other people are right now today on the internet using video successfully.
Oh, nice.
So it actually grew into a bigger a bigger monster than we had anticipated.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you said, hey, wonder if we
what
about that?
Exactly.
And this is again, it's internetvideoforum.com.
Yes.
And if people go there, what are they going to see? An explanation of sort of what you talked about before, and this maybe more details, what it costs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what they will see is what we tried to do is line up a it depends on when they go, because if they go before the pre-launch, they're going to see a video, and they're going to see a sign-up page, and it's going to have what we talked about earlier, a video, an opt-in form, and the reason they should opt in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the first part of an 8-part series. And then they'll get another 6 videos that actually show them clips of the tutorials that we have inside. We have tutorials on, Camtasia, Ultra Software, the Sony Vegas Visual Communicator, even Windows Movie Maker, because a lot of people say, yeah, I'd like to get in the video, but I don't have the money. I don't have $600-$700 or $200 or $300 to buy all this fancy dancer software. Well, look, you can do this stuff with Video Movie Maker. If you've got Windows XP on your system, you've already got the screen capture software, and we give you the editing software, the actual screen capture software.
That is really important, because I have definitely seen deals where people, I've seen pretty smart guys spend 5 figures on setups.
Yeah.
You know, with this software and that software and this camera and that tripod.
It is easy to do.
Yeah, and I know, because I had about a year in the hardcore video industry.
I was going to say, you had to tell us more about that, yeah.
Yeah, and this was professional. We were working with J. Walter Thompson, the advertising agency, and Feature Films. I was the business guy. But I got to see how films really are made, and I realized it's not about spending a ton of money on technology.
No.
It's about knowing what to spend money on. And the smart guys, you know, which were luckily my partner at that point already had 25 years of experience behind him. He was an expert at going out and get everything done for 10 cents or 5 cents on the dollar. And that's what kept us in business and kept us so successful.
Yeah.
And so you're transmitting that ethic, it sounds like, to the internet marketer, the internet entrepreneur. And I'm going to tell you guys, from a video point of view, please, if you get nothing else from this call, listen to what Jay's saying here. The smartest filmmakers are the guys that know how to make it look great for the least amount of money. So if somebody tries to sell you, you know, some 4 or 5 figure package and tells you that you need this and you need a lens and you need, you know, You don't need this stuff to be very, very effective.
Yeah,
and sometimes you can get intimidated, you know, if you've never had professional experience in a field. But I can actually say I've had professional experience. You know, I've sat in online editing suites in the olden days where, you know, we were spending $250 an hour. And I'm telling you, all that matters is what's up on the screen. And what's up on the screen is a matter of intelligence and training, not spending dollars. So
bingo.
Yeah, so if we can save one person, you know, buy a new car instead, you know.
If we can save one person, you know, a couple hundred dollars, we have done it. Absolutely.
It's not a couple hundred. I mean, I won't embarrass the people by mentioning their names, but some very smart internet marketers several years ago, a couple of guys just went out and they mortgaged the farm and bought all this stuff. And I looked at them and go, what are you doing? You don't need that. So I'm so glad you're taking that approach. And I have taken a peek at the price, and I'm very pleased also with the pricing on this. I mean, this is something that anybody with any degree of seriousness can afford.
Absolutely. People that we've showed it to have actually been meaner and said, you know what, you guys are crazy. I can't believe you're basically just giving this away. Well, what we want to get people, we're serious about getting people in there, teaching them, because, like you said, it's not about the equipment. It is about getting in there and putting your idea. It's just like taking a piece of paper and a crayon.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to have a $500 crayon or a $500 pen to write a great song or a great piece of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a 10-cent pen and a napkin and write one of the best things that's ever been written. And the same with video. You can take a free piece of software, the Windows Movie Maker, and make one of the best videos ever seen. Now, granted, you know, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that something like Sony Vegas or Visual Communicator is going to have. But you don't need that. What you want to do, you're trying to get an idea across to the public, and you can. We are going to show you how to do that.
And you're putting the entrepreneur in a place where he or she can crank these things out themselves
without
having to be dependent on a professional who, you know, video professionals are expensive. They're not really that cheap.
Yeah.
You know, you said something interesting about, you know, crayon and so on. You know, I think ultimately, always, no matter what medium you're working in, the most valuable tools you're ever going to have are a pencil and a piece of paper. And that is the challenge. You talked earlier about, it's the ideas that matter the most. So we're really talking about going up a learning curve that looks like you've streamlined as much as humanly possible,
mm-hmm.
getting that skill set in your hands so it's done. You only have to learn. That's the nice thing about learning. You learn it once. It's not like you have to go back and learn
that
every day.
That's true.
So you've got those skills, and now you're pencil and paper time. And as creative as you can be, as good as your ideas are, you won't have any friction between you and expressing them in video. And that's a very powerful place to be. You know, we've seen the internet marketing guys get involved, but there's a million and one niches out there where video is applicable. And you know, there's another there's another niche we haven't talked about. I just want to throw out as we come to the end of this. And I think there's going to be a whole new profession and business opportunity for people that can do this for other businesses. I mean, you've already discovered it doing it for internet marketers, but there's no reason somebody couldn't be the internet video guy for their town or city. Or their industry, or in some places, their whole country.
And I'm
telling you, that's going to be a very sweet spot to be. I have some experience in this. We got involved in web development in 1994, and hosting and all that kind of stuff. And you talk about easy money. I mean, it took a while. We had to learn some things.
We had
to wait for the market to mature. Mm-hmm. But when it did, our only problem was, you know, taking the money as fast as we could and, you know, just meeting the demand. And I think, you know what, I believe, and you actually quoted me in your video, it's 1994 all over again. And actually, I would change that. I would say that it's 1994 all over again. I hate to use this phrase, but I'm going to use it, on steroids. Again, we were talking about print.
Mm-hmm.
And print is always going to have a limited audience. Now we're talking about moving pictures, and there is no limit. A guy could be illiterate, or hate to read.
Well, it's a cycle. Remember way back this guy said, I don't know who it was, but he said it's salesmanship. The secret is salesmanship in print.
Yes.
Because before that, it was just salesmanship. They weren't doing it in print. They were just...
Right.
Talking about, you know, why you should buy the product.
Yep.
The other thing that we do, and I forgot to mention this, and I'm glad you brought it up, is that we actually take the videos that people make, and if in the forum, and if they want, we give them a video critique, which we would normally, John and I both charge between $100 and $250 mm-hmm. to take a single video and look at it and say, well, this is what you need to do to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
All the members that have videos that want us to critique them, we'll do that. We'll tell them what's wrong with it, you know, not what's wrong with it, but, you know, things that you could be improved. And that is something that I don't know anyone else does. And if they did, they would charge some big bucks to do that.
Yeah, and it's invaluable because, you know, you're going to be investing time and effort in getting that video out there.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure it's got as big an impact as it possibly can. Well, that's a great service. I hope you'll document some of those critiques because there's probably going to be a lot to learn.
We will. We're going to put them up in the exclusive membership area, in the forum part, so that other people can see the video and then see what we said about it, so that they can. Take the lessons learned from that and apply them to their own video. What you said is reduce the learning curve. That's what we're trying to do.
Yes. I mean, I got to tell you, I love the focus of this thing. I love the comprehensiveness of it. I love the fact that you've made it very affordable, and you're going to be bringing a lot of people to this party. And as somebody that's enthusiastic about internet video and cares about internet entrepreneurs, I'm grateful that this exists, and I'm very pleased to give it my full endorsement.
Well, we're going to do something special for your subscribers. If they go through and subscribe through you,
mm-hmm.
we're going to give them what amounts to half off.
Wow.
Because we want to make sure, like I said, to get the most people in there and make sure that we get the most folks that are starting to get. Because I really believe, and I think you're on board with this too, that in the very near future, you are going to have this skill. and we want to make it available to you right now. So it's almost going to be like a no-brainer. Yep, let's just go do that.
Good, good. Because there's going to be this big divide, and will it happen next week, will it happen next year? I'm not sure when, but someday we're all going to wake up, and the internet is going to be TV. But it's going to be TV with a million billion channels.
Yeah.
And if you're just putting up little pages, it's not going to be a good place to be.
Yeah.
Well, great. Jay, I'm so glad I met you.
Well, me too. I'm glad. I'm glad I actually got it. When you call us, it's, oh my goodness, it's the Ken McCarthy. So,
well, that's what
honored,
I do. You know, if you're doing something good and I find out about it, I'm thrilled to let people know. And this is one of the more exciting things I've seen in a long time, because again, this particular medium is really important, and you really need an advisor that is going to help you cut that learning curve and show you how to do it sensibly and affordably. And that's what it seems like you guys are doing better than anybody I've seen so far.
Yeah.
So it's internetvideoforum.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. Jay, I want to thank you for the time today.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it.
And you're making a big contribution to all of us, and I appreciate it too.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
Okay.